Immigration New Zealand is so behind its visa paperwork, it's told some immigrants they could overstay while their applications are processed. It's apologised to more than 100 people who were left unlawfully in the country as a result, and is telling them it won't hold them responsible. Jill Bonnet reports.
Immigration lawyer Richard Small says he was shocked to receive an email suggesting his client should become unlawful and was unlikely to face compliance action for overstaying.
We have a heartbreaking story regarding a genuine couple who are married and are waiting for a work visa, have been on an interim visa for 6 months. That's going to expire, and I have just received the most extraordinary email from Hamilton suggesting that they just become overstayers for a while.
In the email, a case officer says in the current circumstances, it was unlikely the immigrant would be deported for overstaying because he had an application in the pipeline. It says they could choose to remain in the country and would remain unlawful until the application is allocated, processed and decided. Mr. Small says that's misleading and illegal. The Association for Migration and Investments policy chair, Aruna Madingra, says the six-month interim visa was used as a bridging visa while applications were processed, but even those were expiring because of administrative delays caused by branch closures, visa volumes and a lack of trained staff, which had particularly affected residence and partnership applications.
We've been talking about this for a few months now, so it's taken very long. It shouldn't have happened this way, and they should have had the answers earlier.
She says it would be particularly stressful for people with no professional advice to rely on.
It's going to be very daunting for those people to not know where they're at or what options they've got or how bad things could get if this doesn't come out flying and approved.
Immigration New Zealand's head of border and visa operations, Nicola Hogg, says the problem was caused by the long wait for partnership visas.
108 individuals that have become unlawful as a result of their interim visa expiring. And what we're going to do about that is contact all of those individuals in the next couple of days to let them know that they will be issued a visa within the next week, which will obviously allow them to remain lawfully in New Zealand while we assess their applications.
She's apologising to those affected and assures them their unlawful status won't affect any future visa decisions.
We're an organisation that believes in owning our mistakes and taking the necessary steps to put it right. And so we are working really hard to make it right for these people within the next week.
Ms. Dingra says it's been a tough year for Immigration New Zealand and the industry as they tackled several policy and operational upheavals. For Checkpoint, Jill Bonnet.